Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 8 and verse 22. The Blind Man at Bethsaida. Part 2. Well, in yesterday's discourse, the previous discourse, we saw that there was a blind man at Bethsaida. And some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. That's what we're reading here. So, Mark chapter 8, verse 22, we now move on from the man's blindness to what his friends did for him. They came to Bethsaida, that's Jesus and his disciples, and some people brought a blind man. And what do? Where did they bring him? They brought him to Jesus, and what do? They begged Jesus to heal him, to cure him, to touch him, to enable him to see. Now, I can hear you saying, but you keep telling us this. They brought him to Jesus. They asked Jesus to make him well. You've said this over and over again. You pointed it out with the Syrophoenician woman. You can say about the paralytic or the leper or the widow who's bereaved of a son or whatever. You can say it over and over again. It comes throughout the Gospels. And that's my point, my friend. It's not me saying it. Well, I am saying it, but I'm saying it because Mark says it. It's not only Mark, Matthew says it. And Luke says it, John says it. They all say it. They're all making the same point. I wonder why. And what is the point? Well, it's a miracle, a sign, a wonder, an illustration of the gospel. And where should sinners go? What should sinners do? You remember the jailer said to Paul, And Silas, well, what must I do to be saved? What have I got to do? The Jews, John chapter 6, verse 29, and around that place, what do they say? Well, what must we do to do the works of God? What does God want from us, you see? And what's the answer every time? Come to Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. This is the will of God. This is the work of God, that you believe. That you believe. Bring him to Jesus. Beg Jesus for the power, the cleansing. It's quite clear, my friend. If you're a mother or father and you've got a child unconverted, bring them to Jesus. Pray for them. Bring them to Jesus, that the Lord might cure them, save them. If you're a friend, bring them to Jesus. There's prayer, there's conversation, there's preaching, there's teaching, there's all sorts of ways, living before them above all. But bring them to Jesus, and Jesus is the one who can save. Paul was of this mind. How do I know that? I am determined to know nothing among you save what? Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2. How about 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5? What do they preach? We preach Christ Jesus as Lord. What do you preach? We preach Christ. Well, you preach doctrine. We preach Christ. You preach church. We preach Christ. We preach about many things, but we're preaching Christ to sinners. We're preaching Christ to saints. This is what we see in Scripture. It's no good bringing the blind man to the disciples. They can't cure him. It's no good bringing men to systems, to courses, to catechisms, to get them Bible studies, to make them pray, to give them rites and ceremonies, baptism and the Lord's Supper, to take them to church, to take them to the priest. Why am I saying these things? Because that's the modern way. Get them to church, get them on a course, get them trained up. Christ, come to Christ. You can learn the doctrines, you can learn the systems, you can take the boxes, but you need to come to Christ and trust him. All are tried. What do I mean by that? All these systems, all these courses, all these methods of training people up into some sort of churchianity, all are tried. They've been tried for 1800 years. Christ and only Christ is the way. Colossians 3:11, Paul meant it. Christ is all. I am the way, said Christ, the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Peter preached it. There is salvation in no other name. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Islam hasn't got it. The world hasn't got it. Christ and Christ alone. Let me read this hymn by William Samuel Warren Pond. The blood of Christ, thy spotless Lamb, O God, is all my plea. Nought else could for my sin atone. I have no merit of my own, which I can bring to thee. No sacrifice save his who bore my load upon the tree. No other plea which lips could frame, no other blood, no other name accepted is for me. Since Christ has entered by his blood, the holiest on high, by that same hallowed, blood-stained track, thou welcomest the wanderer back and biddest me draw nigh. O wondrous Christ, O precious blood, O death by which I live, the sinless one for me made sin, doth now his wondrous heart within eternal refuge give. I changed the word there. O wondrous cross, it's the cross of Christ, the blood of Christ, you see. Be his blessed cross, his cleansing blood, I know. By his blessed cross, by his cleansing blood, I know his power to save. The merits of his work confessed, I stand in him completely best. In him, yes, a conqueror o'er the grave. They brought him to Christ. Have you come to Christ? Come to Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ.